Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Daryl Ryder is with us, of course. This report powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hey, Daryl, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, Daryl. Good job with Dolan today, buddy. Good job covering this thing.
Yeah, it's an interesting day down here. Like you guys, I'm adjusting too because we're kind of doing the hokey pokey a little bit. Still got to call them the Cleveland Indians because they're going to be the Cleveland Indians through the end of the year. And then once the baseball season ends, they will transition and be the Cleveland Guardians. And I guess we probably should set up a fine jar in the studio.
Why do you think they did it in the middle of the season? Because this does create some confusion as to the team, because I kind of want to start calling them Guardians now because you're changing the name because you think it's offensive. And if it's offensive, should we still keep using it? It's just kind of awkward.
Yeah, it is. I think that, part of it is so that they could control the release. It didn't, so it didn't leak out. It was interesting, some of the conversations that I had behind the scenes today, just about the process going forward. Now they'll begin the new uniform process. We got to see a peek of what the new word mark is going to look on the jerseys, what the new C will look like on the hats and the helmet. But now the process begins with the uniform manufacturers, Nike and that, on the actual design and the construction of those uniforms. They haven't even started that yet. So now that the name has been established, the logos are established and whatnot, they can actually move forward with those details. So I think that coupled with the fact that, Browns rookies report for training camp tomorrow, I think there was a little sense of urgency to go ahead and get this out in the open for everybody. Paul Dolan talked about that today. They didn't want to get this out. They didn't want it hanging over the franchise in the background as they went through the season here. Everyone knows next year they will be the Cleveland Guardians.
So, Daryl, you're telling me that they for sure wanted to put this release out today on July 23rd. This was the plan. It wasn't like yesterday because it got leaked out to Cleveland.com or somebody had the report that they changed the name. They felt the urgency to maybe put it out today.
Yeah, I don't know if they sat in the boardroom 3 weeks ago, Dustin, and looked at their calendars and said July 23rd is the day we're going to make the announcement. What is clear is that they had settled on Cleveland Guardians and selected that a little while back. This isn't something it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and said, okay, Guardians is it.
Yep.
And, someone told Paul Hoynes and then Paul Hoynes wrote what he wrote. This is something that had been in the background. I hadn't heard anything definitively, but Guardians was kind of the leader in the clubhouse, I think, from the get-go, right? When they first announced in December that, in fact, yes, they were changing the name of the franchise, that they could no longer move forward, with Cleveland Indians as the permanent name. Guardians just seemed to be the logical choice, the fan favorite, if you will. That was a theme today too, Dustin, just the impact, the input of fans had on their decision-making process, not just with the name, But the fact that they retained the red, white, and blue color scheme, which, let's be honest about it, there is a patriotic element to that. It has been the color scheme of this franchise for the better part of a century. So, and it also allows them to retain a little continuity. But, yeah, I think that they wanted to kind of control their own reveal rather than have sources, team name going to be the Cleveland Guardians and go through all those things. This way they go ahead, put out their launch video, which, by the way, was awesome getting Tom Hanks.
Oh, that was sweet.
Cleveland baseball fan to voice that. That was pretty awesome.
Daryl, the video was awesome. I actually, like the name. I think the biggest complaint that a lot of people have today, surprisingly, is actually, well, not surprisingly because it's not that great, no. But the complaint more than the name seems to be the logo.
Yeah.
You know, people don't like that baseball and just the Guardians with the weird font. People don't like it. Is there any chance they still change it? Because it doesn't seem very popular. I don't know.
I don't think that there's going to be an immediate change to it. However, I do think that there is a chance that it could be somewhat evolving as they go. I'll say this about the baseball logo. I get it because it's two dimension. It's kind of hard to see. But I got to tell you, when they were showing the sizzle reels of 3D, right? You know, what the hats are going to look like and stuff like that, and going across the jersey, it looked really, really cool. I think that there's it looks better, I guess I should say, in 3D than rather the flat artistic image that was there. But I did talk to Brian Barron today. He's the president of business operations for the Indians. And I did ask him in that interview about potential evolution of the word mark, the logos, et cetera. And he did admit that, yes, they're going to pay very close attention to what the fans like and don't like. And if they need to make adjustments as they go forward, they are willing to do that. But I do believe the word mark, the Guardians word mark, I think they're pretty well set in stone on that one, though.
Daryl, you're a big Indians fan, and you have been your whole life. How do you feel about this, personally?
I'm okay with it. I understand and respect why the change is being made. My personal belief is that I think that you could still retain the name Indians without being racist about it, and you could honor Native American culture. There's a tremendous Native American culture here in the state of Ohio, the history of the state going all the way back to the early 1800s. Cleveland, of course, founded in the late 1700s, but I think that there could have been a way, but I understand the objections to the name, and I certainly also understand ownership's desire, the organization's desire, just to move on from it so that they just eliminate the controversy. The name Guardians itself, I like it. I'll be honest with you, it's got a little superhero theme to it. Of course, the Indians have to be very, very careful. I was joking with someone today that I thought one of the coolest things they could do for an opening day video next year was, remember the opening scene in Guardians from the Galaxy where Star-Lord's dancing to Redbones, Come and Get Your Love? I'm like, you guys ought to have
Slider. I remember that. Dustin doesn't.
No, I don't remember that at all.
You guys ought to have Slider do that, and they can't because of, obviously, Marvel and whatnot. But, yeah.
Does Slider stay as the mascot, by the way?
I think, something that they are still working through.
Slider's not. There's nothing offensive about Slider.
No, but all they got to do is, quite honestly, they can just change his jersey.
Just put a different jersey on the guy.
Yeah,
or gal.
Dustin, I'm glad you asked me because that's a bad job out of me. I totally forgot to ask about that today. So what I'm going to do is, when we're done talking, I'm going to find someone and I'm going to ask them if Slider stays, and I'll get back to you on that.
Good deal.
I'm offended by his name. I don't like it. It's
a Slider?
Name, Slider.
We keeping ketchup, mustard, and onion?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say this. The one thing I'll say this, we have so many talented artists in this town, and I don't want to single anyone out because they're just so many. And
right.
I think that they could have, while I understood where they were coming from with they call it the fastball logo. I understand where they were going
so
with
ugly.
That. And I get it. I think they could have done something even better. And I think that there's a lot of designers in town that could have come up with something even better than what they did. So I'm not going to rip it. I'm not going to criticize it. I'm just going to say that I do feel like they could have come up with something even better than what they came up with.
We're talking with Dangerous Dow Ryder, our Browns and Indians beat reporter. We'll get back to the Indians in a second. Let's go to the Browns for a moment, though. Obviously, training camp starts on Wednesday. I thought it was really big, especially after the embarrassing Instagram post by John Johnson. I thought it was big that Baker came out and said he'd been vaccinated, Darryl, if for no other reason, because he's a leader and it might convince people. And beyond the obvious health aspects and the obvious science behind it, it's a competitive advantage to have 85% vaccination.
Yeah, it is, and obviously we saw that yesterday with the revelation that the league was made it very clear they're not going to be very flexible beyond the 18-week schedule, I should say, as far as rescheduling games. And if they ultimately have to cancel games and they can't play games because of breakouts related to lax vaccination rates, that nobody's going to get paid for those games. And certainly that got the players' attention. The Players Association sent a memo yesterday to the players saying, basically, listen, guys, nothing's really changed. The only difference is the vaccines are widely available. Pretty much, last year we agreed to the same thing. If games had to be canceled and couldn't be salaries were not going to be handed out for those games that were missed. So, I just wish the messaging and the information and everything regarding the vaccines, just in general, I wish it was more consistent and I wish it was better.
It is consistent and better, but there are, people who come from a bad place trying to spread misinformation that confuse
right.
people.
But and
that,
that's
it's not that the messaging is bad.
That's what I mean, Bull. Yeah. It's just I wish it was, consistent. Yes, there are there people that medically shouldn't get the vaccine or can't get it? Absolutely. But the bottom line is the vast majority of the population is able to get it, can get it. And all those diseases that we used to get as human beings in previous generations that no longer exist because we get those shots when we're kids. Those things are related here, people. And I don't know if I mentioned it with you guys. I have family that works in intensive care units dealing daily with COVID. It is their job to deal with this virus and the effects of it and the intubating people and putting them on ventilators and having to call family members and say, hey, they're not going to make it. And things like that. It is something to be taken seriously. And, I read the article, the one doctor, that said that, had to tell a sick patient it's too late to get the vaccine now. I just wish the messaging was consistent and that, everyone that can get it because what is going to happen scientifically, we're on Delta, right? So I don't know what name they're going to come up with the next variant, but what's going to happen is ultimately this thing's going to keep mutating and the vaccines, my worst fear is that the vaccines that we've gotten won't be able to stop it. So we're at a point now where we can stop it. So yeah, hopefully people can get vaccinated and that message and the information and the questions that these players have, the medical questions, like let's get off Facebook, get off social media. If you have a question about the vaccine, the person that you should talk to and that you should call is your doctor. That's the person that should answer the questions, not your friends on Facebook or social media.
All right, Darryl, let's wrap it up with this. Did the Indians actually have this press conference to distract people from their brutal loss yesterday?
Oh, no. That was a painful loss. No question
brutal.
About it. I did make a rather unsavory joke on Facebook last night when I suspected that Guardians was going to be the name. I'm like, I don't know if that's like the right name for the franchise because this team historically doesn't guard anything when it comes to leads, whether it's in games or in series. So just trying to have a little fun with that. Mm. But yeah, that was a tough loss last night. James Karinchak in the ninth giving up the home run, and then the game tying single, and they lose in extra innings. I'm not a fan. I'm glad the ghost runner at second base nonsense goes away next year. I can't wait for that. I understand why it was in there now to get these games over with, but man, that's a tough way to lose a game if you're a pitcher when they put a runner at second base and that runner's not there because of you.
Well, I mean, the Indians had just as good a chance to score, and they couldn't do it.
I know. I get it. Both teams are playing by the same rules and all that. I just that's the baseball purist in me, Bull.
I hear you.
You know, I just that runner at second base thing just doesn't do it for me.
I love it, Daryl. I'm sorry. I love it.
I actually do too, but it's going away probably, which I
no, it is going away. No, there's no probably. It's
well, I don't know that it's definite. I don't know that it's set in stone.
I hope it's not definite.
I'm pretty sure over the All-Star break, Commissioner Manfred said it would not be back next year.
Yeah, I think that's got to be collectively bargained, but the players probably don't want it either, so it's probably not going to happen. Anyway, Daryl, good stuff. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.